Hello, it's Monday, the 8th of April. I'm Miranda Sawyer, and I'm the hardest geezer, actually. Welcome back to Paper Cuts, the modern newspaper review, where we try to take the news seriously and yet find ourselves pulling faces and flicking V's behind its back. We're very happy that you're here with us, and even happier that so many of you have joined the special fund that is the Paper Cuts Supporters Club. But if you've already joined or times are tight, then don't forget the joy of text. Yes, just send a message or a WhatsApp or even an oldie-worldie email to three friends with a link to papercutshow.co.uk and let's see if they subscribe. Otherwise, Fergus Craig might get a bit miffed. And honestly, nobody wants that, do they, Ferg?
No, you don't want to see me when I'm miffed.
Now, here are the headlines for today's show. Rayner explainer, why the Mail has got its knickers in a twist over Labour's deputy. Runner stunner, the hardest geezer has run the length of Africa, but is he the first to do it? And cheater beater, how to spot if your beloved is having an affair. Welcome to Paper Cuts. We read the papers so you don't have to. Thanks for joining us on Paper Cuts, where if you've got the pictures, we've got the top 10. I'm Miranda Sawyer, and joining me today is LBC presenter and owner of a Woker's F t-shirt. It's Natasha Devon. Hi, Natasha.
Hello.
And also with us is comedian and star of Dial F for Football podcast. It's Fergus Craig. Hi, Ferg.
Hi, guys.
Now, what have we got on the front pages today? Natasha, you have the serious broadsheets. What have you got?
Well, it's one of those days where there isn't one unifying story that everybody's covering. So it's always interesting, isn't it, to see what the papers lean into on days such as these. The Eye is leading with an opinion piece by Olivia Petter, which says, don't date Tories, you might be missing out. Just feel that I must say that Olivia Petter came on my LBC show on Saturday, and this headline's a bit misleading because her actual point is not that we should all be dating more Tories, because in the year 2024... still being a Tory speaks to some dubious values, I think. Yeah. But that people claim not to be Tory, they politically catfish on dating apps. Ooh. And you subsequently find out that that's not a reflection of their true voting intentions.
And how do you find out? Is it like at the moment of climax, they go, Margaret Thatcher!
Rwanda, stop the boats! Daily Telegraph is leading with Cameron warns US over Kyiv aid block. So the Republicans in the US are blocking, I think it's about 95% of what the Ukraine needs in order to defeat Russia would be coming from the US, and it's being blocked by the Republicans. And Cameron apparently thinks that he's the man to persuade them. That
well, someone could persuade them, then let him do it, to be honest.
I mean, good for him, and it's absolutely the right thing to do, as Cameron would say, but I just don't know whether we have that much influence over anything on the world stage, to be honest. The Times leads with the rise of 24-hour waits for a bed in A&E. Apparently, this is particularly affecting elderly and frail patients. And official figures show that almost 40,000 patients a month now wait 12 hours in accident and emergency. And then The Guardian, carers are being forced to pay back payments which were made to them in error by the DWP. So carers can claim £81.90 a week, which is just a pittance when you consider how much they are saving and the contribution that they make to society. But apparently, some of them are being made to pay up to £20,000, which was erroneously put into their accounts by the DWP. I can see that there's been so many really aggressive attempts to suggest that people are taking the piss out of the benefit system. And I can see now all of the people who wrote opinion pieces on that or were pundits who were supporting that going, oh, you know, we didn't mean you in regard to the carers. But unfortunately, this is the consequence.
Yeah. OK, what have we got in the fun papers?
Let's start with The Sun. The headline is Deadly Ops on Sale in UK Hotels. This is a story about Turks. It's a story about Turkish medics exploiting legal loopholes to offer consultations promising cut price ops, including Brazilian bum lifts.
Including, and almost exclusively, Brazilian bum lifts. They're not really operating, they're not offering a kind of knee op, are they? Or are they? Maybe it's just
I don't
cosmetic.
Know. I haven't read that far. All I've got as far as doing is booking myself a Brazilian bum lift. And the Mirror has a similar story, and there's more to tell, because apparently clinics are offering, I'll read the headline, Turkey Vet and Nose Job Package. It's a package. You can get yourself a nose job and you can get your pet
a nose job.
You can get your pet a nose job. Something for the whole family. The Daily Mail has that they're still running with the Angela Rayner story, which everyone in Britain is talking about.
Mm.
How could she? We will be talking about that in a minute, I think. The headline is, Rayner's making a fool of you, Keir.
Mm.
And then the Daily Star has quite the scoop. If it was 1979. The headline is, Sausage Dodgy. I don't know what the demographics are of the listenership to this program, this podcast, but if you are, I don't know, in your 70s, you may remember that on That's Life, the Esther Ranson show in the 1970s, there was a dog who could say the word sausages.
He said it like this, sausages.
Right. Okay. Well, apparently, I don't want to break your heart, Miranda, but apparently that was fake.
What?
Apparently it was directed by Stanley Kubrick.
How did he do it?
Well, actually, I've read further and in short, animal cruelty.
No! Now, on the front page of the Mail and absolutely nowhere else is a story about Angela Rayner. In fact, it's a story warning Keir Starmer that Angela Rayner is making a fool of him, which is very kind of the Mail, if that's actually what's happening. Natasha, is that actually what's happening?
It's so not what's happening in any way. So the story here is Angela Rayner was a single parent who had bought her council house. And then she met her current partner, who also owned a house. Now, it was a period of about 5 years or so where they were co-parenting and they had two properties. Then Angela Rayner sold her house, but she sold it as her principal dwelling. And if you do that, you don't have to pay capital gains tax. Now, what the Daily Mail have done is they have forensically studied Angela Rayner's social media output throughout that 5 year period.
Because why wouldn't you?
Because there's nothing else happening in the world. And they have concluded that she called her partner's home her home. She said, I've arrived home, and the picture was her standing outside her partner's home. Therefore, they believe that the house she sold should have actually been her second home, or classified as her second home. I was listening to the radio this morning on my way into the studio, where they had a tax expert who came on and said what experts very often say, which is, this is incredibly complicated. I don't know what the truth of this is because it's not that clear cut, but it could be that Angela Rayner owes the Treasury about £3,000, perhaps. So let's put this into context. Jeremy Hunt forgot that he owned seven additional properties and avoided paying £100,000 in stamp duty. Nadeem Zahawi had to pay £4.8 million back to the Treasury in a scandal that got him sacked. Michelle Moan currently has £75 million worth of assets frozen because of the PPE scandal. And we are talking about Angela Rayner, which obviously has nothing to do with the fact that she's magnificent, shoots from the hip, incredibly popular, and is a powerful woman, and therefore everything the Daily Mail hates.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm always very happy to talk about Angela Rayner because I think she's fab.
Me too.
It's very clear that the Mail do not think this. I mean, I don't think this is going to work, is it? Do you think so, Phil?
I don't think so, because it takes quite a long time to work out what it's about.
Yeah.
I think for any scandal to work, you have to be able to get what the scandal is. And if it takes weeks of news stories and paragraphs to have a vague understanding, I don't think it's going to fly. It looks like Labour are going to get in, probably with a big majority, although we shouldn't count any chickens. And I think it's appropriate that they will face proper scrutiny.
Yeah.
But it is funny the direction that it's coming from. Like, a lot of this comes from Lord Ashcroft, right? Doesn't it come from a book that he wrote?
Nearly always.
Or he published?
Yeah.
And isn't he? I mean, he was a non-dom, right?
Yeah.
He was like a proper. It's like Jurgen Klopp accusing you of being a German football manager. It's like,
now, on the front page of many of the papers, including The Guardian and The Times, is a picture of an extravagantly ginger-bearded young man. Fergus, who is this extravagantly ginger-bearded young man and what has he done?
Well, he's the self-proclaimed hardest geezer. And if you're going to call yourself the hardest geezer, you've got to prove it. And he has done something quite extraordinary. He's ran the length of Africa with a complexion which suggests if you're going to run a continent, perhaps don't do Africa. But he's done it, to his credit. Very impressive feat. Although there are questions being asked.
There are, yeah. I mean, I feel like we should say what this is the achievement that he's done, right? Okay, so he started at the southernmost point of South Africa and then he ran, kind of ran the left-hand side all the way up to the northernmost tip of Tunisia. He arrived there yesterday. That is a distance of, I mean, about 10,000 miles. It's just absolutely loads. It took him 352 days. He ran more than a marathon every day. So they ran the equivalent of 385 marathons and he's raised about £650,000 for charity. So that's pretty good.
I think that
is pretty good. There were other things that happened. He got robbed in an armed robbery. He had to take a couple of rests. You know, people are being a bit dissy about him because he, like, occasionally had to take a rest. Like, it's so mean. And he had recurring back problems. He nearly didn't get a visa when he was in Algeria, but publicity on Twitter said that he got one from the UK's Algerian embassy. But there are some people, the World Runners Association, they're not happy, are they?
They're not. They, the World Runners Association, and when I heard about this, I sort of pictured them in their World Runners Association offices in Zurich or something, some huge organisation. Apparently it's seven people. they say that someone who just happens to be a member of the World Runners Association, a guy called Jesper Olsen. He apparently also ran the length of Africa in 2010. He took a more direct and shorter route, but he did it. So according to them, the hardest geezer is not the first and is perhaps the second hardest geezer.
No, they said that other people have done it as well.
Right.
So it's like there's Jesper Olsen.
Does he even make the top 10 of hardest geezers?
He's only number four, I think. There's like somebody else from France and somebody from Ireland. And the French guy actually ran the world. He ran across five continents. So essentially they run straight down the middle.
Yeah.
And the hardest geezer ran around the edge. So they're saying you can't say he's run the length of Africa because we did that. So all you can say is he's run from the southernmost to the northernmost. It's like somebody's having a birthday party and they're shouting through the letterbox. Like, our party's better. This one's rubbish. I mean, it's just
I've got
terrible.
A simple way that we can solve this. What they need is a ruler and just all to get their knobs out.
And see, which one would it take longest to run down? Now, it's Monday, which means it's time to find out who fixed the headline. Fix the Headline, our extra special and exclusive competition, is where we find a fantastic story with a dismal header and get you, the Paper Cuts listeners, to think up a better one. And on Friday, we gave you a story from the Daily Star, which told us that billionaires under the age of 30 all inherited their wealth from their parents. What a shocker. Their headline, Thanks a Billion to Mum and Dad, which was okay, but we knew you could do better. Actually, some of you pointed out that this story was very similar to another fixed headline from last December about Nepo baby billionaires. But you know what? It's a constant story and you came up with several new headlines, so it was all worthwhile. So, on X, Russell in E15 offered, Here Comes Money Boo Boo. Max Harvey gave us Pay Rents and Nick Horner, Willionaires. On Threads, Jack Eddy 2000 tried with Billennials, but the winner is Main Tenant Music with Fat Kittens. Well done, Main Tenant. Just send us your address and T-shirt size and we will send you a fabulous Paper Cuts T-shirt. There's something those fat kittens can't buy. So what about today? Natasha, have you found any good headlines? What have you got there?
Well, Daily Star, my favourite story of today, which is apparently there's AI that can tell your voting intention, your political beliefs, by scanning the shape of your face. And it's all to do with your jawline.
Okay.
If you have a square jaw, you are a Tory, apparently.
Right. Okay.
And this is because conservatives tend to be more self-disciplined and thus healthier, consume less alcohol and tobacco and have a better diet, altering their facial fat distribution.
So do they do like chin exercises?
Have you seen those things in the gym? It's like a strap you can put round your chin.
Oh, so that's what they're doing?
And
wow. It's a whole new world.
That man did actually run to be the MP for Saffron Walden.
The headline for that is Chinless Wonder.
Hey.
And then there's another story which shows that if we had the power to freeze time.
Of course. Why would we not have this? This is the star.
Why would we not have this power? Then most people would choose to either have a nap or catch up on their household chores.
That's just not true. If we had to freeze time.
Apparently, according to a survey. And the headline for that is Back to the Future, which I think is brilliant.
Very good. Okay, excellent from the start. What have we got in the Sun, Fer?
Apparently, Gwyneth Paltrow fell asleep at a Rolling Stones gig. Apparently.
Fair enough, they go on for quite a long time.
Yeah. The headline is Gwynny Shelter and a Pillow.
And that's rubbish.
That's all right. Gwynny Shelter and a Pillow. It's one of those ones where they fit in about three headlines. They've also got Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And her saying, it's only rock and roll, but I like a kip. There's another headline in The Sun. Apparently glamour model Katie Price is planning to sell her mucky mansion and buy her dream home in Yorkshire. The headline is Katie by gum. Katie by gum. Katie Bagum. Has everyone got that? I don't think we need to do a retake on that.
I quite like that one.
Me too.
What's wrong with me?
And the Daily Mirror has much more on the procedures that you can buy from Turks for your pets. And the headline is Nip and Pup.
Really good. Sorry.
It is good. Nip okay. and Pup sounds like a garage act from the noughties.
Yeah, it does.
DJ Nip and MC Pup.
This is for the ladies.
Now, it's time to snuggle down with a soft and fluffy bar of the papers, the features section, truly the double down duvet of the UK press. And what have we found in there today? Well, in the mail, no less, there is a guide on how to cheat in your marriage. Anna Maxted has met Albert Arnaiz, the infidelity coach who lives in Barcelona and charges £85 an hour for lessons on how to cheat on your partner. And the Mail has used this to come up with a useful list on how to cheat, actually. So, Ferg, what tips are there?
Yes, it's this guy, Albert Arnaiz.
nice to meet you.
Yes, he's made a living teaching people how to cheat. If you don't have a copy of the Mail close to you, just close your eyes and picture what you think this man looks like. That's it, you're bang on. He looks exactly how you think.
He looks like what would happen if Andrew Tate and Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen had a baby.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
It's got that awful thing where he looks straight at you as though he's incredibly attractive and you think, oh no, stop that.
He's Andrew Tate in the soft furnishings department. I mean, I don't know if anyone is interested in cheating, but he believes that the cheated upon are in some ways to blame for their own deception.
Look what you made me do.
Well, yeah. Apparently he's in a relationship. He's cheated hundreds of times, he says, but he is in a relationship. And I mean, that's impressive if you are able to maintain a relationship whilst being a professional cheat.
Imagine their first day. What do you do for a living?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Although I think they met. They cheated. They both respectively cheated. And then...
they met on a dating app for...
for cheaters. Yeah. And then thought, this will work as a career.
There's a part in this where the Daily Mail say something along the lines of, we really like this guy and thought that he could potentially make a great relationship counsellor. And I think that tells you everything you need to know about that journalist and that newspaper.
Yeah, that's very odd, isn't it?
The most exciting thing about this piece is it has a handy list of clues that your partner might be cheating.
Okay.
And they include, you see small changes in his digital behaviour. If he's always facing the door while on his phone or laptop when you walk into the room.
Right, okay. So mm-hmm. like if he's using the laptop like a kind of shield and you go behind, you walk behind him and he's constantly moving. That's,
yes.
There's something wrong. Okay, fine.
Yes.
That could just be porn.
It could just be porn. I mean.
Or yes. A lovely present for you. Maybe it's that. Who knows? Who knows?
Maybe it's
okay.
That.
Okay, what else?
If the car is spotless and reeks of air freshener.
Okay, fair enough. That means that they've been having liaisons in the car, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you find new clothes in a rucksack.
In a rucksack?
Yes. They keep... if you meet three wizards under a bridge.
No. Yeah, it's oddly specific, yeah, it's isn't it? Specific. Like, if it's just a canvas bag, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if it's a rucksack, he's cheating.
I think that the thing that makes me laugh about that is as soon as you think clothes in a rucksack, I kind of think that that's by the front door. Do you know what I mean? It's like a prepper thing. So there'll be tins of beans in there as well. And it's just in case something terrible happens and you have to leave, you know, the passport.
There's some interesting things, you know, if he started doing more housework, if he's seeing his friends more often, if he's tired and says he has insomnia. Like, the more I read this, I thought, am I cheating? But then I got to this, you're fighting less and having more sex. Mm. No, I'm not.
So did you feel like you got top tips if you wanted to cheat?
If I wanted to cheat, I know where to go to.
Yeah, anyway, what he's saying is if you're going to do an infidelity, do it right. And by doing it right, he just says, don't get caught. So that's how you do it.
I'm afraid I've done an infidelity in the garden. I've done it all over the carpet.
And that's the end of today's Paper Cuts. Thanks to Natasha.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks to Ferg.
Thank you.
Remember, if you fancy listening to the show with no ads and a special extra story, then why not join the Paper Cuts Supporters Club? The link is in the show notes and all our supporters get a special shout out.
Thank you. And please be my special friend, Jake Ankers.
Thank you. And you'll always be my number one, Ruth Harrison.
Thank you. And I've always loved your style, Pippa Prevost Jones. I've been Miranda Sawyer, and you've been listening to Paper Cuts on a day when it has been revealed that Chechnya has banned music that is too fast or too slow. Artists have been given until the 1st of June to rewrite music that doesn't meet the criteria. This means the next generation of Chechnya won't get to experience the joy of EDM. Poor lambs. See you tomorrow.
Paper Cuts was written and presented by Miranda Sawyer with Natasha Devon and Fergus Craig. The producer was Liam Tate, assistant producer was Adam Wright, and audio producer was me, Jade Bailey. Music is by Simon Williams, socials by Kieran Leslie, design by Jim Parrott, with original art by Modern Toss. The executive producer is Martin Boytosh, managing editor is Jacob Jarvis, and group editor is Andrew Harrison. Paper Cuts is a Podmasters production.